I'm Julie. It is Tuesday, May 5th, 2024.
Hello, I'm Kevin. It's 9:36 p.m. May 10th.
My name's Adriana Archie. It is currently 9:34 a.m.
8:48.
It's Aiden. It's currently 10:46 a.m. Saturday the 16th.
I'm Deanna. It is Sunday, May 10th at 10:13 p.m. And I'm at home.
I'm at home right now.
I'm at home now.
And I'm at home.
We are in quarantine at the moment.
It's been about 2 months that we've been in quarantine, which is kind of crazy and weird.
Because of the coronavirus. And lately, the only thing I've been wearing is pajamas and hoodies.
Sweatpants and a t-shirt or a hoodie every single day.
I haven't been moving off my couch.
Sometimes I wear the same outfit for about 2 days, which is disgusting, but I'm not ashamed of it.
I'm basically inside my house every day, every hour. Every week, unless my parents want me to go grocery shopping real quick.
I've got a heavy schedule of napping and intermittent snacking coming up.
I wake up at like 3-4 in the morning. I go for a 1 mile run, maybe a 2 mile if I'm feeling it, and then I do 100 push-ups a day.
I also basically help around with the health of my mother, like cleaning the dishes, organizing the living room.
Actually, every day I get up early and I do schoolwork, and then I just chill for the rest of the day because why not?
They sent out an email on the BSD website. They said that government was closing the schools for the rest of the year.
All my classes are giving out like online work now.
So now I don't have to go back until like September.
I know for a lot of other people, online learning isn't working that well. They've lost their drive and their motivation to do schoolwork, and I definitely understand.
My graduation month definitely isn't going how I expected. But you know, it's all right.
What I miss about normal school, I miss seeing my friends, teachers, doing like work, like physical work, like pen and pencil, and asking questions.
Online school has kind of been stressful because it's hard to get help from teachers when you have to like email instead of going right up to them during class, which can be hard.
I have been waking up very early and never missed a class. Well, actually, I only missed one yesterday.
Something about this week, and I feel like it's just been getting worse and worse, but it's just been so overwhelming.
Online school is pretty quick. I usually knock it out in the morning.
I'm right on time, sometimes very early. Yeah, I'm like praised by my teachers.
But now I won't see like people I have class with for the rest of the year.
I just, you know, there's not as much social interaction going on here as there is going on had I been at school. Getting motivated is so hard, and it's not that we don't want to be motivated. It's really frustrating, actually, how unmotivated we feel.
I'm stuck at home with literally my entire family, which is about 6 people, including me.
I might be getting sick of my family after a while.
Yeah, the dogs are the most annoying part, probably. And my sisters are probably annoying. Not probably. They are annoying.
I'm still waking up at 10 in the morning, but not as early as I used to be. But, you know, I'm not sleeping until, you know, 3 in the afternoon.
I've been sleeping a lot lately. Somewhere near to, like, 11 to 10 in the morning.
Some of my friends have to self-correct by staying up for days, like, a full 24 hours, and then going back to sleep at a normal time. That way they're tired enough to fall asleep and they can settle back into that routine.
After, like, studying, I'm mostly talking to my friends, playing with them online.
Then I, get free time and play some games or something.
Playing video games a lot.
I'm mostly playing Valorant.
I think I'm basically living the teenage life I've always wanted.
I've done a lot of firsts during quarantine, but one really big thing I've gotten into is just cosmetology in general.
I'm learning actually how to cook pretty well now, and I'm using different ingredients that I never thought I'd use, and it's been an overall pretty good experience for me.
I have cut my best friend's bangs. I've bleached half of her hair. I've dyed half of her hair blue, and I have bleached some of my own hair and dyed my bangs blue.
It's a fun little game I've been playing, and you take 4 different brands of popcorn. You take one little, piece of popcorn from each one, and you put them on a pan, and you turn, turn up the heat, and you do kind of a race. You wait to see which popcorn will pop first. It's kind of like a brand race. So, That's how far my mind is lost.
I've noticed that quarantine's kind of turned me into an old lady. I've embroidered, I've made, like, you know, arts and crafts.
I baked with my sister. And I also made a TikTok with her for the first time. Which, it has a decent amount of views, which is pretty cool.
I'm baking all the time. And you cannot find flour in the stores, which is weird. Sometimes it's eggs, sometimes it's peanut butter. But there's always a shortage of random things.
As an introvert, I am basically very happy living right now. But at the same time, this is kind of sad because there's a lot of people dying from this situation. I looked it up online. It says that these type of things going on right now might last from 1 year to 3 years, depending on if we're staying inside. But there are so many people that want to go back outside and be not following government rules.
So, because I'm trapped in the house, I get worried that what I eat outweighs what I've burned.
Lately, I've been worrying about the virus getting more and more severe.
I go for walks a lot. That's about the only time that I leave my house these days. And sometimes, like, you'll see somebody running by themselves and they have a mask on, which is weird because they're not coming in contact with anybody.
One thing I've seen myself is how a lot of people, whenever I've had to go out somewhere, almost nobody's wearing masks. And it's honestly ridiculous and it's unsafe because that means that it puts everybody else in danger.
I kind of miss pre-coronavirus times. Because there wasn't that much news and danger about the virus and how I could go outside without fear. I remember it being a lot more better, I would say.
For me, it's just, I don't know, a bit scary. I mean, I know it wouldn't affect me, but I know it could affect my grandparents if it's targeting elders or people who are already sick.
My own mother had the virus at one point, and she was in such a bad way, we didn't know if she was going to make it or not.
It's only my father that that's working right now. He's an essential worker at a grocery store. Since he's going out, serving people as a butcher, he's kind of giving me the creeps that he might get it, and I don't want that. If he gets it, it could change my life forever.
I went out for a walk by myself in the rain, and I just listened to music and I walked around my neighborhood, and I probably looked crazy, but it was so therapeutic and just so, I don't know, but it released any tension I had, and I felt so good and so, not, I don't want to say free because that's too cliche. But it just felt so good to walk and not think about anything but listen to my music, maybe pretend that I'm in some kind of, like, music video.
I can't believe the economy is reopening once again. Like, do we really necessarily need a haircut?
The first thing I'll do after quarantine is probably go see my friends out in public.
Some of my friends are going away for the summer. I'm not going to be able to throw them, you know, any last big dinners. We usually do a big dinner at the end of the year, but I'll move on and we'll make it up next year with an even bigger dinner. A feast of all feasts.
We hope that your families are safe. We hope that if you're not working right now due to your job being shut down to this virus, we hope that, you know, you're able to spend time with your family. If we all cooperate, then we'll all be able to go back to some semblance of normal life sooner than later.
Not saying you should walk when it's raining outside with no umbrella or raincoat or anything, but I think everyone should try it at least once.